Audio Gravity, 31st of May 2009. First link of today is a link over on the ISN blog, the flip side of Facebook, in the wake of the news that the Russian investment company has coughed up $200 million for a 2% stake in Facebook, amounts to $10 billion value for the whole thing. He's basically put together this report about the fact that Facebook has now become, making it the fifth largest country in the world. What's really clever about this report, though, is the statistics and breakdown that this guy goes into. It's a fantastic read, and I suggest anybody who's interested in Facebook in whatever, have a read of it. I think you'll find yourself quite surprised at the growth of these things that are happening worldwide now. Next link, the Pragmatic Bookshelf. They have now got a coding in Objective-C screencast with Bill Dudney put together. I've put this in the links because a lot of people are looking to do applications on the iPhone, and obviously not everybody's an Objective-C coder, and so some of these are quite cool little applications. Videos to tell you about applications. There's three episodes. There is a pay to them. You have to pay $5 per each one, but they're 50 minutes, 40 minutes, 42 minutes in length. So there's three episodes. So for $15, you can get started on classes, objects, messages, memory management, and debugging. So anybody who wants to get into Objective-C, I suggest that these videos will probably be ideal to jumpstart you using Xcode. Next link is an account over on Tumblr from Szyzmon, szymon.tumblr.com, and it's called the Inspiration Blog. And he basically collects together loads of photos that he's found around the web that he finds quite inspirational. And some of the stuff that he finds is really, really cool. I suggest if you're interested in design in any way, and you want something to sort of kickstart your day and think, oh yeah, that's probably a good way of looking at it. It's a cool little site for that. I suggest at least adding it to your RSS reader. Next link is beautiful logo design focus on animals. I didn't realize this until I started reading through this blog post about the amount of logos that you come across in the Web 2 world that have got some sort of animal in them. This is a massive list of loads of different graphics. There's one for light switch, one for Jellyfant, which I quite like that one. It looks like a jelly. Perceptive, which is this little owl shaped off Silent Monkey. Dog Spot, I presume that's a dog. Bird Bee. I guess from Twitter, you know, with having the bird, I suppose a lot of them have sort of come out of that, because it's only a fairly new thing to see lots of animals in the logos. I quite like some of these. I think we should have an animal for a responder in some way. Next link, 11 must-have portable applications on USB removable drives. The reason why I've included this, you never know where you're going to be in the world. You never know what system or kit you're going to use or what you're going to be able to have access to. You're pretty safe bet to have a FAT32 USB bootable U3 USB key. Is a really worthwhile thing to have in your pocket or on your keyring. This goes into depth of so many applications that you can get in portable versions. For instance, you can get Mozilla, Firefox in portable, PuTTY in portable, 7-Zip, all the various little utilities that might become useful if you've got a machine that, you know, is fairly locked down but has USB port on it, so that you can run your own stuff. You can also get Tor, which is a privacy network that you could use as well. And the last link I want to talk about today is Mixero, reducing the noise. It's yet again another Twitter client, and it's going along the premise for people who value their time and are tired of information noise. I'd be interested to see how good they go on the filtering side of this. I think there's an absolute, you know, swathe of Twitter applications out there, and I'm quite happy with Tweety. Occasionally I dip into TweetDeck. I don't know. I'm going to give it a test out, and I'll get back to you and tell you what it's like. See you tomorrow. Cheers.